the last Sunday of this liturgical year. And that is why the church is presenting before our eyes the very end of history, like the second coming of Jesus Christ. The second reading, St. Paul was talking about resurrection. Yesterday we were speaking about the resurrection, the reality of the resurrection for all, for each one of us. The Lord has conquered death with his death. Death was one of the enemies. It's one of the enemies. And death is always before us. Death is something that is a big question. It's a big reality. Because it implies the end of our lives. The end of our lives. And then after death, what? The letter to the Hebrews said that many were living as slaves out of fear for death. Fear for death. And now through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can conquer that fear, because we know that just the tomb is not the end or the goal of our existence, our reality. We are called to life, to eternal life. But that call implies also a responsibility. We have received our lives as a gift from the Lord. And we have to be very conscious that we are responsible before Him. That we have to give account of our lives. He has been, as we heard in the first reading, searching His flock. He has been like a merciful, tender, gentle shepherd, trying to get each one of the children. He cares for each one of them, for each one of us. No man is out of the love of God. But at the same time, each one of us, we are free. And that's the greatness and the tragedy of our freedom, that we can say no to God. God has opened for everybody the gates of heaven. But everyone, each one of us, we have to choose God. We have to accept His salvation, and we have to live in accordance with that grace and with that salvation. We have to be like Him. God is love. And then we will be judged according to the love we were living in our lives. In today's Gospels, Matthew is presenting us the words of Jesus about judgment. They are very, like, serious, you know. I don't know where, when somebody said, everybody's going to be saved, like that, you know. Even if they don't want to be saved, they are going to be saved. Where is that in the Gospel? What I see is that we are going to be judged. For sure, the Lord wants our salvation. He died on a cross for our salvation. God was sending His Son to save the world. But we know that we can be condemned to if we want to do so, if we don't choose the Lord. We are going to be before Him. That is the truth. I was giving kind of an example with a test, you know, this kind of an exam, test, exam that you are marking your, you know, question one, A, B, C, D. You have to choose one of that. Then the last day you will be there with your exam in your hand, what you have done, what you have lived, what you have written, and you will be before the Lord. And you yourself will see, well, this was wrong, and this was wrong, and this was wrong. Some way, nobody is going to condemn you. It's that you yourself are going to see your life before the truth. And then you can't deny that. You cannot make excuses. You cannot deceive the Lord. He is the truth. And you will be before the truth. That is why it's so important that now, you know, every day of our lives, we can live in the truth before the Lord. That we can have every day, you know, contemplate our lives before Him, to have that examination of conscience before Him, to make that kind of exam we are going to have at the end of our life, to do that every day. And if we see that we have been deviating our lives from Him, we have to go back. That's conversion. to go back, you know, to the right path, to go back to the truth, to be faithful to Jesus Christ and His love. And if we do that every day, for sure we will be close to Him. We will live in the truth. And then when we will be facing the truth, we are not going to be like ashamed. We will be according with that truth. And then we will rejoice when you have, you know, good, you have done well your exam, then you are there, and then, wow, this is right. Oh, this is right. This is right. And you're going to be really joyful, full of joy, because your whole existence has a sense. Your whole existence, your whole life was full of plenitude. It was not a failure. It was a success before the eyes of God. Our salvation, that's what we are looking for. To be with the Lord forever. Then today the church is presenting this reality before our eyes. Life is very serious. Life is very important. We cannot waste our lives. We have only one. A time for us is not gold. Time for us is eternity. Eternity. And remember that the day when we die, we will keep forever the level of grace, the level of love we have reached in our lives. If we die like here, we will be like that for all eternity. If we love more, we will have a higher degree of glory in heaven for all eternity. And if we have loved a lot, we will have a higher degree of glory in heaven for all eternity. That's why it's so important not just to go to heaven, but to try to be as holy as we can be. Because that way of holiness is open for each one of us. There's no limit for us. God is infinite love. And the much more you can love, do it. And take advantage of this life to conquer your eternity. The Lord is generous. God is not giving us His life like drop by drop. It's infinite. He has no problem in giving. Are we who are like, our hearts are too small. We think too much in ourselves. Usually today, Jesus Christ, King of the universe, who is usually sitting on the throne of your heart? It is Jesus Christ. It is things of this world. Or it is you, or me. I am my little king. I take my decisions, my will. As Father Henry said, I. And then we need to leave empty that throne of our hearts so that Jesus Christ can be really and truly the king of our lives. The king of my heart. He has to be the king of all the universe, of all of this world. But you and me, we can start for that little corner of the world that is my heart. That's the first place where Jesus Christ has to be king in my heart, my life. When I pray the Holy, our Father, thy kingdom come, that has to be a reality in my life and in my heart. And then, of course, we need to work so that Jesus can be really king of the universe. We cannot be indifferent before so many people that they don't recognize Him, that they don't love Him, that they offend Him. This liturgical feast day was established by the Pope, Pius the 11th, trying to make us conscious of that great amount of people in this world that was rejecting God, that were not recognizing God as the King. It's like God doesn't exist anymore. Pope Benedict used to say, many people are living in Latin, ut si Deus non daretu. It's like if God doesn't exist, He has no place in this society. No. The governments, the politicians, business, God is not present. It seems that He doesn't exist anymore for many. Then what are we going to do about that? first of all, make him the king of my heart. And second, work and be apostle so that he can be known. This gentle, meek, merciful king has to be accepted by many hearts because he is not imposing his kingdom. He's offering, you know, his love and his mercy. And every person, every heart has to be open to receive him with a free will, to accept him as my king. We can contemplate Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus Nazarenus Rex Judaeorum. He's the king on that throne. His crown is a crown of thorns. He's our king. And we need to be ready also to share his cross so that we can also participate in his glory and in his kingdom. May our Blessed Mother, Queen of the Universe, and she was beside her son all the time. She was living a humble life with him. She was at the foot of the cross with Jesus Christ, and now she's Queen of the Universe to intercede for us. We can follow her example. To be always with Jesus Christ, to be faithful to him, to be witnesses of his love, to be ready to suffer for him. As Father Henry said, we are ready to suffer for what we love. If we are ashamed of Jesus, if we don't confess him before others, it's that we don't love him. We don't love him. We love more ourselves. My fame, my reputation, my image. I love myself more than I do Jesus Christ. Then we need to confess him to be witnesses of his love before others so that he can reign in the whole universe. Amen.